Well, I was here a couple of weeks ago and I visited several people, and I also heard from the Armenian bird, Haygagan Terchun, that there was a wedding with the Puchigians and the Tavlians. Congratulations. Also, huh? Hushigyan. Jay, right? Congratulations. And I believe I heard right that this morning the Davudians became grandparents again. No, not yet? Okay. Where is the bird? Well, the message today is called to be a Barnabas. And Barnabas was a Levite who was born in Cyprus, and he had come to Jerusalem during very turbulent and great times when the church was growing. And the disciples did not call him by his name, Joseph or Joses, but they called him Barnabas, the son of encouragement. So this guy had a very unique quality, encouragement. He was a guy who was at the right place at the right time. God had planted him to be in a very unique place so he could encourage people, encourage disciples, encourage new believers, and be an instrument of God. So this is what my message is with you, to share with you. And if I were to ask you, what does it mean to encourage? And I look at the dictionary, it says, to encourage means to give hope, to cheer, to give comfort, to inspire, to motivate, to urge, to persuade, all of these things. Kachalerogh yem mkhitarogh Barnabasin anuna kachalerogh yem mkhitarogh er Inch kishanag kachalerel Megun ver vertsnel Megun arashnortel Megun ugutyun dal Megun knahadel Megun esel vor shat lav gnes abris sharunage aisinch vor gnes sharunage anel. We all need encouragement. We all need encouragement. We all are beings who belong in fellowship. And God created us as such. When God created Adam, he said, I need to do better than this. He needs a helper. So God created Eve. They were talking to each other. So our relationship is with each other as believers. Our relationship is with God as believers. And we need to always connect with each other as believers, and we need to connect with God as our leader. Գնահատանքի կամ քաջալրանքի համար մեր հաղորդակցությունը պետք է լա մեր հավատացյալ բարեկամներուն, քույրերուն հետ եւ Աստուծո հետ։ Միշտ պետք է հաղորդակցության մեջ մտնենք եւ զիրար քաջալերենք։ Երբ կմտածեի, որ լավագույն ձևը ինչ է քաջալերանքի, գխորիմ թե հետեւյալը կուկամիտկս։ Փորձենք մեգուն օգնել, որ գրնա Աստծո ծրագիրը իր կյանքի մեջ գդարելակուրձել։ If I were to think about the word encouragement as a Christian, I may be wrong, I'm not a theologian, but the way I look at it is, if we can help someone learn to serve God for the purpose for which God put him on earth, in giving from his time, from his talent, and from his treasure. So if we can help people go in that direction, if we know a believer, a pastor, a lay person, a neighbor, and we can help them understand that God put them for one basic purpose, to serve him, to put God first, we have accomplished a lot. In the Old Testament, I want to make reference to two different situations where encouragement was a factor. Is Phil Garo here? Did he leave?
He's with the children.
Oh, I was going to do a demonstration, but there was a very unique situation in the Old Testament. The Israelites were fighting the Amalekites. And Joshua was leading the fight. Moses was standing up on a hill, and he was raising his hands up, and he was praying. He was praying. Every time he was praying, they were winning. When his hands got tired, they were losing. So, by the way, would you come here, please, 1 second? We're going to do a demonstration here, and you come, please. And another church member, I don't know who. Somebody, I was hoping that Phil will be here. Could we get somebody? Jason, there we go. Okay. So we're going to do this demonstration. I hope you bear with me. So Budvili is...
Let's have him be
okay.
Moses.
Okay. He is Moses. Okay. Please raise your hands and pray. Okay. He's praying. Okay. He's praying. Now his hands are getting tired, so he lowers the hands. Okay. And then he rests for a while, and he raises his hands again. And the army is winning. So her and Aaron see what's going on. They rush to him and they lift up his hands. And we're winning. Now, this is called encouragement. This is, without saying one word, knowing what the issue is and going to the rescue and encouraging someone who's your leader. Thank you. Give them a big hand. You don't have to say words to encourage someone. Just be there. Just support them. And this is what the Old Testament says. Now, in Joshua, they've reached to a certain point. The Israelites have reached just to the border of the Promised Land. And Moses is dead and gone. And Joshua is worried to death. There's a huge challenge before him. He's going to cross the Jordan River to the Promised Land. There's a communication from God. Be courageous, the Lord says. Be very courageous. Do not be afraid. Be courageous in the first chapter, over and over again. Be courageous. God is telling this big warrior to be courageous, to have strength. And he continues to say, keep the law that I gave Moses. Read the law. Follow the law. Do not turn right. Do not turn left. Follow the law and obey the law every time. So to be courageous, to be a Christian person, courageous means not only to listen to God's word, but to also follow the law that God has given us. I ask you to close your eyes for 1 minute and meditate for a second and say, who has encouraged you in your life? If you were to go back, has it been a parent, a pastor, a friend, a teacher? Who has encouraged you? A sibling? Have you received encouragement from God that I'm with you, I will never leave you? Think about it and say, who has encouraged me? Who has been my Barnabas? Who has lifted me up when I was down? Who fanned the flame when my sparks were almost dying and put fire in me? Have you thanked God for that Barnabas in your life? I want to give you a couple of examples. I was attending church a few Sundays ago, and the pastor was preaching. And my eyes caught the pastor's wife raising her hand. Saying, I affirm what you're saying. I'm praying for you. I know what you're doing. You know what church that was? It was right here. That's affirmation. That's affirmation. When the pastor is preaching, the spouse was raising her hand, saying, I am blessing you. I am with you. That's affirmation. That's encouragement. an old lady was in a hospital, heart problems, moving from the house. A church member hears about it and goes and prays with that person. That's encouragement. That's affirmation. I want to give you another example. I walk in a church, and there's a senior pastor and the associate pastor, and I said, "How are you guys doing? Good day." Give them a hug. "We're doing great. We just came back from a retreat, from a family retreat. Over 100 people supported us. There were 35 young people in our family retreat." You know what church I'm talking about? I'm talking about this church. I'm talking about this church. You had encouraged your pastors with their mission, with their plans to grow this church. And we need to talk about encouraging. With your affirmation, with your participation in this family retreat, with you bringing children to that event, you had encouraged your pastors. And the more they are encouraged, the more they're filled with the Spirit, and the stronger they will be to lead you. That's what we talk about, encouragement. I want to share, how many minutes do I have? I'm okay? Okay. I want to share a couple stories with you. And I want to make it personal. 2 years ago, a Sahag Mesrop student who has become a prominent member, I was principal of Sahag Mesrop Armenian Christian School for 12 years. And Kaspar, I will not give his last name, who has become a community leader, was the MC. And he introduced his principal at the time, and he said, "When everybody had given up hope, the principal came and lifted me up and encouraged me and prayed with me and kept me at the school. He bent every single rule of discipline to keep me in the school. And today I stand before you to thank the principal." Well, I don't want to brag about myself, but I was that principal. And why did I do that? Why did I do that? You know why I did that? Because when I was in eighth grade, I was put on detention, I was put on suspension, and the faculty and the staff and the principal in Ainjar had decided to expel me from school. And there was a guy named Joseph Sabunji, my algebra teacher. My teacher, Joseph Sabunji, went to the faculty meeting and said, "Give me a chance to work with Levon. Give me a chance to work with Levon." And he was able to convince them that I should stay in school. Henry, you remember Baron Sabunji, right? A great Christian fellow. He became a missionary. To this day, he's in Canada. Years later, I invited Mr. Sabunji to come to our school. And during orientation of our faculty, he spoke. And I challenged, that year, our motto was, "Be a Barnabas." And every single faculty member wrote down that they would be a Barnabas for a student. A student who was not the brightest kid, but the most troubled kid. And that's what Barnabas did. Think about Barnabas. They say he was a Levite. Let's read a few verses from the Bible. Acts 4, 36 to 37. Joseph, a Levite from Cyprus, whom the apostles called Barnabas, which means son of encouragement, sold a field he owned and brought the money and put it in front of the apostles. So that's one area. The second part that we read about Barnabas is Acts 9, 26, 27. Here's a very interesting scenario. And the Bible is almost quiet about it, but I'd like you to reflect and see what could or what may have happened. This is what happens. When Paul came to Jerusalem, he tried to join the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, not believing that he really was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles. He told them how Saul, on his journey, had seen the Lord, and that the Lord had spoken to him, and now in Damascus he had preached fearlessly in the name of Jesus. Now think about it. It's a very, very unique situation. Saul was persecuting the believers. He was putting them in jail, yanking them out of their houses, putting the believers in jail. Very bad reputation. Very bad reputation. Then, when they killed Stephen, when they literally killed Stephen, the Bible says Saul approved of that. Now, Stephen was a man filled with the Holy Spirit, a very, very strong believer. And Saul gave the approval to kill that believer. And then the Bible says, it says more about this area. And the Bible says, people laid out their clothes and put it in front of Saul. So this guy was fearless. He was very, very negative against the new believers. He goes to Damascus, wants to come back to Jerusalem. All the disciples are literally scared to death. There is one person planted in Jerusalem in that very specific time God had planted him. Think about you being a disciple, one of the 12, one of the 11. I don't remember now whether the 12 was re-elected or not. But think about being a disciple, and someone comes and tells you, I want to give this guy a chance. Would you be scared to death? Would you be willing to give this guy a chance? Barnabas had that very unique talent, God-given talent. And as I look at it and I say, what was that talent? What is it that gave this man such a great power to convince and to encourage all these disciples to accept Saul, who had now become Paul? The Bible says he was a Levite, which means he had studied the Bible quite well. It means he was filled with the Spirit. The Bible says he was filled with the Spirit, and he knew how to connect with the disciples. When you're filled with the Spirit, you're filled with love. When you're filled with the Spirit, you're filled with conviction. When you're filled with the Spirit, you know how to fan the flame, as Paul would write later on. Barnabas was that man. And later we see Barnabas going to Antioch, where Christians were called, where the disciples were called the first Christians. Barnabas ein desag antsmener vor havatkov letsun gse vor parim martmener sur pokiyov letsvats martmener yev gertsav bolor arakyanerun bolor ashagernerun hamozel vor sogos vor char megner nor havalatsyanerun g karozer g mertsner pand gtner. Այդ մարդը փոխված է, եւ հիմա Քրիստոսին վկամբի դելա, եւ բոլոր նոր գդագարանին եկեղեցներու հիմնարկության պատճառ դելա։ Բողոս կնած 4 անգամ ճամփորդություններ ըրավ, 4 անգամ կնած եվրոպաներ, կնած ասիաներ, կնած Գիբրոս, Աստծո խոսքը քարոզելու համար։ Արդյոք եթե Բարնաբաս, այս քաչալերով մարդը, Սուրբ Հոգիով լեցված մարդը հոն չլար, ի՞նչ բիդելար։ It's a question that, it's amazing, right? You think about it, if Barnabas were not there, what would have happened to Saul, who became Paul? I strongly believe that God had planted Barnabas in that very place, at that very moment, for that very specific purpose. Are you planted somewhere for a specific purpose? To be somebody's Barnabas, so that person can become a vessel of God? You need to answer that question. There's a lot more to talk about, but I'm going to cut it short. Barnabas goes to Antioch. There are troubles, but he is an optimist. He sees the good in people. He comes back and says, there's a new church being built. Come and help me. I'm not a preacher. I need a preacher. I need Paul to come over and start preaching. He takes the second stage. He takes the backstage and he moves forward the person whose talent is to preach the gospel. Such a beautiful thing to learn from Barnabas. Know your talents and lift up other people. Move people who are good for the job, who can become good leaders. Do you want to be a Barnabas? Do you want to help someone? Do you think you've planted somewhere for a specific reason? I think the answers are found in spending time in prayer, communicating with God, spending time in the scripture, spending time in prayer with your fellow believers, with your pastor, with your team, with your missions team, and ask God, help me to do your will. Help me to be a Barnabas. Help me to be an encourager. May God bless you. May you decide to be a Barnabas, an encourager, to help someone. Դողդերը օրհնեցեց մեն յուրաքանչյուրը, եթե գուզես տունալ Բարնաբաս մը ըլլալ։ Պիտի խնդրեմ, որ առաջ Աստուծո աղոթես, որ քեզ առաջնորդեն, Աստուծո խոսքը գարտաս աղոթքի մեջ, և հավատացյալի հետ ժամանակ անցնես, որ ինչպես կրնամ հավատացյալի մը, կամ անհավատի մը, Բարնաբասը ըլլալ, որ գրնամ զինք առաջնորդել Աստուծո դաշտի մեջ, իրեն ծառայելու, դեր օրհնեցես։